I'm standing in the corner of the district room. It's an industrial-looking bar with all its tables and chairs pushed to the wall. People start filing in and volunteers start handing out campaign stickers and t-shirts.
You only got one option on the ballot, and that is my friend, Walt Maddox.
It's the night before the midterm election, and a rally for Tuscaloosa Mayor Walt Maddox is buzzing with hope, excitement, and determination. After months of campaigning, the mayor's race for governor of Alabama comes down to this.
People of my generation don't think that it has any value. It almost feels like if we continue on this track, it's going to be irreversible.
That's Alex Ates. He's a student at the University of Alabama and a supporter of the Maddox campaign. Alex has heard stories of people his age not bothering to vote, but he's an optimist.
The reason why I have hope, though, is Alabama has a history of courage, grassroots, groundwork, activism.
We won't win all the elections, we know that.
Tommy Heitch has his own brand of anticipation tonight.
If we can win enough as Democrats, fielding good candidates up and down the slate, all the way from Walt Maddox, all the way down to our Board of Education.
Heitch has his own race to worry about. He's wrapping up his campaign for State House District 61.
I hate to use the term blue wave, but people are ready for change, and we're that change.
Neither Heitch nor Mayor Maddox have to wait long for the news to sink in.
Although we did not win the race, it's important that we continue to keep the faith.
Well, I think there's a little post-mortem that is set in.
We sat down with Heitch following his own loss at the polls.
It was a long year and a half of campaigning, and I think the most surprising thing, and it was for all of us Democrats in Alabama, was how we lost.
It was 60-40 vote in favor of Kay Ivey to be Alabama governor. GOP candidates pretty much swept every other race in the state, including the state house seat Heitch campaigned for. He says the Democrats' message clearly didn't click.
By us getting out and giving people a choice, hey, there is another party in the state of Alabama besides just the red party. You've all read how all that turned out, like 65% of the people, voted straight tickets. That didn't go too well, evidently, so.
Republicans even picked up six seats in the legislature that had been held by Democrats or independents. While some political observers were waiting for a blue wave nationally, here in Alabama, the results were called a red tsunami.
I think the biggest challenge is just to overcome the majority of Alabamians' identification with the Republican Party.
That's Professor Joseph Smith, Chair of Political Science at the University of Alabama. We sat down to pick through the pieces of the Democratic losses.
Around 60-70% of Alabamans think of themselves as Republicans, and so it's hard to tear them away from that party attachment. Without a very unattractive Republican candidate, it's going to be very hard for Democrats to get over the hump and win a majority in statewide elections.
Tommy Heitch is still feeling the sting from the loss of his campaign for the state house.
It's going to be tough in Alabama, and it will for maybe another cycle or two. It surprised a lot of us that we lost by the amount that we did lose, because we really felt like a lot of people in the state of Alabama was ready for a change, but evidently not. So basically, when you look at it, the Democrats kind of lost it a bite at a time, and you got to get it back a bite at a time.
Heitch says there's one way to beat the Republicans in Alabama.
It's just like the elephant in the room, you know, the old saying. How do you get the elephant out of the room? Well, he's too big to get through the door, so you got to eat him a bite at a time. And that's the kind of way that politics is in Alabama now.
But if the Democrats do succeed, they may have to do it without Tommy Heitch, as he says he won't be running again. For APR News, I'm Jessica Rendell in Tuscaloosa.